Her 53rd birthday. Well, we all know how that played out in real life. Dominic Purcell, who played Mick Rory on DC's Legends of Tomorrow, but to me, he is always going to be Lincoln Burrows on Prison Break. He is celebrating his 54th birthday. Michael Bay is also celebrating. Transformers director who never chose artistic direction over a giant explosion, or character development over a giant explosion, or really anything over a giant explosion. He is celebrating.
Megan Fox,
he is celebrating his 59th birthday. Michael Jordan, the great basketball player, 61 years old, worth $2.2 billion. And again, that is billion with a B. Larry the Cable Guy, 61 this weekend. Lou Diamond Phillips is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Of course, he starred as rock and roll great Richie Valens in La Bamba. He was in Stand and Deliver. He was in Stargate Universe and on Longmire as well. And he was also on Prodigal Son. Richard Karn, Tim Allen assistant Al, and then he went on to host Family Feud for a while. He is celebrating his 68th birthday. We have Renee Russo celebrating. She is 70 years old this weekend. Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser. That's, I think, where most of us know her from. She is 50 years old this weekend. And then there's some really good ones on as we get in later in the weekend. Molly Ringwald, she is celebrating her 56th birthday, part of the Brat Pack, 56 years old. Dr. Dre is celebrating his 59th birthday. Vanna White, who makes $10 million a year turning letters on Wheel of Fortune. She's worth $90 million, and I believe they just bumped her up in pay now that Pat Sajak announced he's retiring from the show. She is 67 this weekend. John Travolta is celebrating his 70th birthday this weekend. Nobody can rock the hair gel in Greece like John Travolta. Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts, is 72. We've got Sybil Shepherd, who's also celebrating this weekend. She is 74 years old. Stick singer Dennis DeYoung is celebrating his 77th birthday. I mean, do we really need to go through all the Stick stuff? Come Sail Away, Fooling Yourself, Renegade, which is one of my all-time favorite songs, Babe, The Best of Times, Too Much Time in My Hands, Don't Let It End, and who can ever forget Mr. Roboto, because he is Kilroy, right? So there is that.
Kilroy and then, was here.
That's right. And then we round this list out with Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono, for all you Beatles fans, Finn. She is celebrating her 91st birthday, worth $700 million for Yoko Ono.
Crazy.
My goodness. My goodness. So there you have the celebrity side of things. I told you it got really good as we went down there
it
towards
did.
The end.
Yeah.
And then we have one local birthday we got to pass along. Ed Green is going to be celebrating this weekend. So Ed, very, very happy birthday to you. And of course, to you, if you happen to be celebrating this weekend. And remember to add somebody to this list. Very easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Taking a quick look at this forecast, lots of sun today, cooler temperatures though, only 29 for a high. Pretty much the same thing tomorrow. Then by Sunday, Finn, we're going to warm things up to about 40. So I am very much looking forward to that. Right now, it is a very brisk 22. We have a detailed look at your forecast coming up in just minutes with Sean Cable, plus ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Now, more about your public health department.
Public Health Sauk County aims to make Sauk County a place where all who live, work, and visit here can thrive. We do this through a number of programs, services, and initiatives. For example, our environmental health staff make sure your water and food are safe to consume. Our nurses support young families with home visits, and our community health team is working to prevent the use of alcohol and tobacco among our youth. These are just a few of the ways in which we work to make Sauk County a healthy place for everyone. In the coming weeks, you will have an opportunity to share your thoughts about the health of Sauk County. Public Health, in partnership with the Ho-Chunk Nation and area hospitals, will be conducting a community survey to hear from you about what is working well and what needs improvement. Stay tuned to hear more about Public Health Sauk County and how you can contribute to the health of your community.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroat Baraboo Motors.
Free Fallin', the Tom Petty concert experience is back in Wisconsin Dells tonight at the Legacy Dinner Theater. For nearly 20 years, Free Fallin' has toured the world recreating the authentic experience of a Tom Petty concert, complete with the costumes and instruments Tom was known for. Following his passing, Free Fallin' was the only band asked to perform at the Tom Petty Birthday Bash in Gainesville, Florida, to over 25,000 fans. And with Petty's record-setting 28 top 10 hits, you're bound to sing along. Join us for one show only tonight at the Legacy Dinner Theater, Wisconsin Dells, across from the Wilderness Resort. And make plans to join us Saturday night for a night of Ozzy as Crazy Babies takes over Wisconsin Dells for the first time. Get tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The special counsel's office investigating Hunter Biden, charging FBI informant Alexander Smirnoff with making false statements to officials and obstruction of justice. ABC's Pierre Thomas with more.
The alleged lies concerned whether Biden was bribed by officials with Ukrainian energy giant Burisma. Sources telling ABC News that Smirnoff is the confidential informant that House Republicans have cited repeatedly against President Biden. But the FBI recently confronted Smirnoff about his claims. And the special counsel flatly says his stories fell apart, an amalgam of otherwise unremarkable business meetings.
Today, President Biden will travel to East Palestine, Ohio, scene of a massive train derailment and hazardous materials release last year. Alexei Navalny, a giant in Russia's anti-Putin movement, has died. Russian prison officials claiming he collapsed after a morning walk at the penal colony in Siberia, where he was serving a 19-year prison sentence. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A former Portage police officer that was fired is suing Dodge County and the sheriff's sergeant that arrested him. The former Portage police officer was fired after he was recorded threatening to burn down a person's house. In a lawsuit filed Monday in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin, Benjamin Etzman maintains the statement was made in private and did not constitute an actual threat, also claiming that Sergeant Jeremy Wolf of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office arrested him without probable cause. On Tuesday, representatives of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and County Clerk's Office said they were not aware of the lawsuit and would not comment on an ongoing case. Etzman was fired in September following his arrest on allegations of violating a restraining order and disorderly conduct after a video was posted to social media in which he and former Portage police officer Craig Crary threatened to burn down the house of a person who at the time had a temporary restraining order against both officers. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly sunny and a little cooler today. We'll get to around 29 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, down to 11 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
99.7.
It's 8:08 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Juice Newton celebrating her 72nd birthday this weekend, so I figured we had to hear the Queen of Hearts. Here it is on 99.7 Max FM.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 12:05. Hoping it'll take me just a little farther down the line. The moonlight, you're just a heartache. Smart. The joker ain't the only fool.
baby. I know it makes you sad, but when the hand and eye the heartaches, you know you got to have you some. Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing it ain't really smart. Joker ain't the only fool who do anything for you. Laying out another lifeline, thinking about a life of crime. Cause that's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Juice Newton with the Queen of Hearts. So, of course, Ben, we talked about her turning 72 this weekend. And I have to say that when Dexter was about 3-4 years old, that was his favorite song. So we have that song on 45. If you know what that is, obviously, is a record. It's the little single, the little tiny one that you put on the record player. Got to change everything around just so you can play it, kind of thing. And he'd come into his dad's office. I hear hearts now. And so we knew that that was automatically time for Queen of Hearts. And so we would put that on repeat, and he would be so excited just to sit there. Dexter was notorious for always having a stuffy with him. It didn't matter if it was like one of his Mario stuffies. It didn't matter if it was his favorite teddy bear. So he'd hold that thing by the neck, and then he'd sit there with his thumb in his mouth because he was a thumb sucker. Eventually broke that, and then he'd just sway back and forth to the beat of Queen of Hearts. It was the sweetest, cutest thing ever. I like to reminisce now that he's going to be a big stinky 17-year-old in a couple of days.
See, we were just talking about that last week because I was in the grocery store and I heard the Elton John song from The Lion King, and I couldn't remember why it was I was actually okay with that song, and it turns out because Colin was so into The Lion King that's why I had nostalgia for that particular song. See, it's something that those memories that you have with them when they're young. And Juice Newton, you know, I mean, well before Taylor Swift, whole crossover thing from country music to pop music. And now, granted, I don't think she was ever quite as successful as Taylor Swift is, but before her, before Taylor Swift, there was Juice Newton and Olivia Newton-John, who had huge country radio hits, and then they kind of moved over to the pop field.
Yes, absolutely. But I Hear Hearts Now is how that song will always be portrayed to me. And it was so cute because it didn't matter whatever he was doing, whatever Corey was in the middle of, he'd look at him and he'd be like, "You want to hear Queen of Hearts?" "Yes." And because Dexter was a very determined child.
He was very adamant.
He was very adamant. Still is. Yeah. Still is when he wants something. And so Corey would pick him up and put him on the corner of his desk. It was Dexter's little spot. And then they would sit and listen to Hearts at full blast on the record player in dad's office.
So that's awesome.
Good times.
Love
good
it.
Times. Now, you know, earlier this morning we were talking a little bit about the state of Tennessee, how the lawmakers right now are trying to get a law passed where they can't sell cold beer because they want to reduce the number of drunk drivers and accidents and all of that on the roads. So this is kind of interesting then, because there's a joke that people make about historically bad franchises. And we're talking about the NFL, right? Like, oh, you're a Cleveland Brown fan. You must drink a lot. So a company that makes mobile smartphone breathalyzers got tons of volunteers to submit voluntary blood alcohol readings as they watched their NFL teams last September through January. So that's interesting, okay? It's mm-hmm. getting a little dangerous in some cases as well. In all, they got more than 28,000 unique BAC tests, and surprisingly, Browns fans were just the middle of the pack. This was actually a pretty good year for them, so maybe that curbed the boozing up a little bit too. Who knows? In the end, there wasn't really a clear correlation between a team's performance and how much their fans drink, but Kansas City Chiefs fans did drink the least, and they just won the Super Bowl. So maybe there's something to it. Of course, you don't really need to drink when your team plays as well as the Chiefs do each and every year. Now, here are the fan bases that drink the least. So we mentioned the Chiefs. They're at the bottom of that list. They had an average BAC of 0.05. Washington Commanders, they didn't make the playoffs. Then you got the New York Giants, also drinking the least. Their fans, they didn't make the playoffs either, even though Tommy Cutlet's Packers fans, that was a brutal game for the Packers. He kind of diced up the defense. Baltimore Ravens, they almost made the Super Bowl. And the LA Chargers fans, they also didn't make the playoffs, but they don't drink very much at their games either. Now, here are the fan bases that drink the most. Are you ready? And it's interesting that Tennessee is coming up with this new law, because the Titans fan base is actually the number one team that drinks the most during the game. An average BAC of 0.09%, and they did not make the playoffs this year. Then you got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who made the playoffs. You got the fans of the Indianapolis Colts, who also didn't make the playoffs. You got the fans of the Atlanta Falcons, also didn't make the playoffs. And then the New Orleans Saints, which also didn't make the playoffs. All of those fans had a BAC of 0.08% or higher, which is generally above the legal limit to drive. Now, remember, though, these are mobile readings. They were not necessarily taken at a stadium or a bar, so there's no reason to think that they were actually driving. And since anything football seems to involve Taylor Swift at this point in time, they also checked the BAC levels of Swifties, and they drink more than Chiefs fans, but less than Titans fans when they're at one of her concerts. If Swifties were an NFL fan base, they'd rank 20th with an average BAC of about 0.067%. That's just behind the Bengals fans and just more than Buffalo Bills fans, if you can actually believe that, because those fans always seem like they're drunk.
Right.
Now, I was looking at this particular chart because here we are in Wisconsin. We've kind of got a reputation for being drinking a lot and loving our brats and our cheese curds at games, right? Mm-hmm. We're actually number 7 on this list. There are 32 teams, so we're not in the middle of the pack. We're up there towards the top, but we're not number 1. So we should be very proud of ourselves this year. We are not number 1. And maybe that's because this year we really had no expectations, so maybe we didn't need to booze it up as bad when we were watching them play a game.
That's the interesting thing. So apparently you're drowning your sorrows more than you are enjoying a celebratory beverage.
I think,
you know?
So. Yes, I kind of think that's how it goes. And, you know, the Packers fans being at number 7 this year kind of checks out, because if you look at where the Packers were as far as how things played out this season, they were always in the top 10. So we were just kind of following their lead as far as how we were doing things as fans of the team. But it is definitely an interesting map here that I'm looking at. If you want to know, Minnesota Vikings fans, as we look at the NFC North, they rank number 25 with a BAC of about 0.063%. Then you have the Lions fans, who come in at number 22 on the list. And then, of course, you got the Bears fans, who come in at number 24. So obviously, we're the most drunken of the NFC North, but that's okay.
Rejoice.
We have higher expectations maybe for our team than the other teams do. Who knows? But celebrations don't seem to be the key. Seems to be kind of, you know, the ups and downs of an NFL season that kind of trigger the fans.
But look out for those Swifties.
That's right, because they can obviously throw back a hard seltzer or two at one of our shows. Because I'm guessing that's probably, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Swifties, but I'm guessing hard seltzers might be the drink of choice. Wines probably more their forte at a table. That just
seems
to be
the stereotype, but that
just seems to be the drink of choice, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of checks out, that's for sure. So, and I have nothing against either of those drinks, by the way. I enjoy both, so I'd be right there with you. It's just funny when you go to shows. You know, like around here, they'll have like boy band reviews at some of the amazing theaters that we have in Dells. And they laugh because they have to bring in cases of the hard seltzer because, well, us moms who grew up, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, that's our drink of choice. It makes us feel more sophisticated or something at those types of events.
It's like the Bartles and James of today.
Oh, wine coolers. Weren't those the best? They really were the best. Truly, honestly, they were delicious. And it was like drinking adult Kool-Aid, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you didn't even know you were getting drunk. And you could get pretty drunk off of that stuff. It's kind of like Zima. I feel like Zima was ahead of its time because that was like that beer that was supposed to be a little bit more of a sparkly one. It was one of the only beers I could actually drink. I feel like it was a little... I feel like it was ahead of its time, though, Finn.
Yeah.
Like, if it would have come out 5 years ago, it probably would have been cool. But it didn't have a very long staying power because it was a little ahead of itself, I think.
Yeah.
But I was a Zima fan. Mike's Hard Lemonade, come on now.
You're taking me back.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with any of those. I don't care how cheesy and fruity they seem. You can't go wrong with any of those, especially if you're not a beer drinker like I am. I can't stand the taste, don't like the smell. So I always go for the fruity drinks if there's no hard liquor available. Let's put it like that.
I'm just grateful we don't have a ban on ice cold beer just yet.
I know. Yeah. Not yet. I don't foresee that happening to the number 7 fan base. I'm just,
saying.
So. But I understand now why Tennessee is maybe trying to impose this when you look at how they're doing down there, especially watching their team play. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Mostly sunny today. It's going to be a little cooler than we've seen the last few days as well. Only 29 for a high. Clear tonight. It's going to be cold, down to 11 for a low. Then tomorrow, not bad. Sunny and 30 as we look ahead to Sunday, warming things up just a little bit with lots of sun as well. A high right around 40. Right now, it's 22. Time for a look at your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. 3 and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And Downtown Portage will be hosting their Winter Fest event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th. There'll be a number of downtown sales at local businesses, plus prizes and activities for the whole family. Go to portagewi.com for all the details for that event.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Maximum music.
It's 8:24 right now. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your day is going well. Of course, it's Friday, and all we're really waiting for at this point is quitting time so that we can get on with the weekend. It's Madonna right now. We've got to strike a pose. It's Vogue on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, just about 8:30 now. And Finn, you know, there are certain things that we can do throughout our day that feel like it's just kind of ruining our day, right? You know, it's little things, too, that start to add up that really get to you after a certain amount of time. And there are actually four common things that we say ruins our day. And we've got a little advice on how to move past it. Now, this isn't my advice, by the way, because I have terrible advice usually. It's it's researchers and people who know a little bit more about some of these situations. So the first thing that people say gets them on a daily basis is traffic. It can be stressful, right? And the best thing you can do is use that time doing something you enjoy, like maybe listening to your favorite radio station. That's definitely a hint. Or putting on some sort of audiobook, right? Now, luckily, we don't have to worry about a whole lot of traffic in Baraboo, Dells, Portage, Sauk Prairie. We're pretty fortunate that way. It's when you start getting into bigger places that you're like, oh, yeah, this is what this feels like, right?
Sometimes going down 8th Street, 8th Avenue in Baraboo, though, yes. can be a little tricky sometimes. But yeah,
depends on
we don't
if
have...
your wheel gets lost in a pothole or not.
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't help either. Of course, I know that they're working on fixing that down the road. But yeah, traffic can be a real bummer. Now, it was always funny to me because when we moved here, you know, coming from the Twin Cities where, you know, you knew you had to be pretty much off the main roads by 3:30 in the afternoon because that's when traffic got crazy. It started to anyway. By 4:30, if you had anywhere you needed to be by 5 o'clock, you weren't getting there. You just might as well plan on not being there, especially if you were in some of the main traffic flows.
Right.
So when we moved here, people would always say to us, oh, don't go to Madison at rush hour. It's brutal. Don't go to Madison at rush hour. So one day we're driving around. It's like 5 o'clock, and I look at Corey, and I'm like, huh, traffic's picking up a little bit. And he's like, yep, I think this is rush hour in Madison. I was like, oh, well, all right, let's keep cruising then. We got this, because it was just not quite the same thing. It gets a little crazy at some of the exits. Don't
East
get me wrong.
East Washington can be kind of a tricky one, too.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, still. Still, I'd rather drive there than Chicago. But.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I just, the Twin Cities are infamous for their zipper merge. If you don't know what that is, it's called the zipper merge.
Some people don't know
look
how
it
to
up.
Merge. Yeah.
Well, this is true. And the people definitely don't know how to use the zipper merge. And it's on basically every off ramp and every exit. Zipper merge. Well, people don't know how to do this. Then you always get the one idiot in the middle of traffic who thinks that he can go 45, even though the rest of you are only moving at 20. And then you end up with some sort of accident, which then backs things up even more because now you got to get off the side of the road. You got to bring the police in. It's always a debacle. Mm-hmm. So traffic, one of those things that can stress us out. Canceled plans is another one. Our brains have a tendency to turn something small into something bigger. Like if a friend cancels plans last minute, we might wonder if they still like us. Are you kidding? I'm like, ooh, I can go from my jeans to my sweatpants now. This is a win. Because technically, if you invite me out to dinner, unless you tell me specifically I can wear my sweatpants, I will try to look a little nicer. I will try. It's like every time my husband, I go into Baraboo and he's working in Baraboo, he'll be like, let's go to lunch or let's go to dinner. And I look at myself and I'm like, this is grocery store attire. What are we doing here?
Well, that's actually one of the things that can throw my day off and can completely derail me is the lack of time in my lounge pants. I mean, if I get
feels
shafted
weird.
From that and I get, you know, I have to whittle down on that time, that ruins my whole day. I mean, I like to spend at least 80% of my day in the lounge pants, okay?
That's because they're the most comfortable things we own.
Exactly.
And who doesn't love a good pair of lounge pants? I mean, I'm always down for that. Weather is another one. Our mood can be impacted by the weather. Yep, totally get that one. Like when it's gloomy or raining, I know you love that. It's not so great for me. We might feel less motivated to get out of the house. Well, I don't really want to go out of the house when it's like that either, mostly because who wants to get wet every time they walk to the car? I get that's part of adulting, but it still sucks. And yes, I have an umbrella. It doesn't matter. It still sucks. And even when it's really, really cold out, nobody has the motivation to go do anything or nobody really wants to go do anything because it's just too cold. So I get weather.
Or when it's 10,000 degrees outside and the sun is beating down on you, that's kind of, that can kind of take it out of me too. But,
yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we don't want to think too far ahead, but at one time or another, we're going to be at that point in the very near future. And it's brutal whenever there's extreme weather conditions like that.
Yeah.
Our appearance is another thing that can really ruin our day. So stuff like having a bad hair day or when the scale says something you don't want to see in the morning. Here's what I'm going to tell you that I've learned about the scale. This is just a little tip from me. It's going to change every single day. If you had too much water, if you didn't get enough sleep, depending on what you ate the night before, if you haven't used the bathroom yet that day, the scale is going to be different every single day. Here's a little tip I had to learn as I was losing my 165 pounds. Don't rely on the scale for everything, because you are making wins and gains if you're trying. The scale is just going to basically blow your mind. It was a hard lesson for me to learn, because when I started losing weight, obviously I was very focused on that number on the scale, trying to get where I wanted to be and things like that. Now I'm kind of like, I had a tater tot last night, or I had six cups of water yesterday, because I drink like basically like 200 milliliters of, or 200 ounces of water a day. And sometimes I'll actually be thirsty, more thirsty, so I'll throw in more. Anytime I have one of those days, I'm always up about a pound. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Much.
It does. Yeah. So don't live by your scale. Please don't do that. But I totally get a bad hair day. That really can ruin a lot of stuff. It really, really can. Or if you go to put something on and you realize that it doesn't look as good as it did, or it's wrinklier than you thought, you don't have time to fix, or whatever it might be. I totally get the appearance thing. Or sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, wow, you look really tired today. Should I do something about those dark circles? No, we're just going to let them be. And those are things that just, I get it. I get that. Now, the best way to get past some of these daily annoyances is to acknowledge those emotions, say, you know, people way smarter than me and researchers, that come with them, without letting negativity take over. Setbacks, they're a part of life. They're going to happen, right? Sometimes more than others. But if you focus on the things that you can control, you're going to keep some of the negativity away. Like, you know, if you're stuck in traffic, listening to good radio, listening to your playlist, an audiobook, whatever it may be, just don't be one of those people who starts applying makeup while you're in the car. Don't do that, because that's dangerous if you're stuck in traffic. Because you see that every now and then, right? Like, you see people doing weird things behind the wheel of their car. I've seen people, when we were living in the Twin Cities, putting makeup on. We used to watch dudes shave with their electric razor in the car. I was like, wow, that seems kind of dangerous. So you gotta be careful too. Don't make yourself too comfortable in there.
Well, and the texting. I mean, everybody takes it for granted, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's got their heads glued to their phones all the time. You know what? I'm guilty of it too. I'm just as guilty of it. So I can't say anything. And usually for me, it's not so much that I'm actually even doing anything. I'm just trying to, like, if Corey's driving especially, sometimes I'm just texting or playing with my phone so I don't fall asleep as soon as I normally would, because as soon as my phone goes down, I'm going to go to sleep. That's how it's going to be if he's driving. Sometimes I just stay on my phone way longer than I need to, just so I can keep myself awake for a little bit longer. Now, it drives my husband insane, because he is not a great multitasker. He cannot have a conversation and be on his phone doing other stuff at the same time. Cannot do it. He'll even say just a minute to me if I'm trying to have a conversation with him. Now, me on the other hand, I can do multiple things at once and still carry on a conversation with you. And it drives him absolutely bonkers, because he doesn't think I'm paying attention to him. And then I'll recite back everything he just told me word for word. And I'll be like, I can do more than one thing at a time. Thank you very much. So you just got to be careful with some of them, though, I guess. coming up, Finn, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like things are going to be cooler for the next couple of days. And then we warm up at the end of the weekend, of course, when we're getting ready to go back to work. That's when the temperatures are going to get warmer. Yeah. That's how it always works. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Season came to an end last night for the Badger Lightning girls hockey team as they lose out at Pierce Park to Sun Prairie West, 3-2 the final. With that, Sun Prairie West moves on to face Beloit Memorial. That'll be coming up next week. The other side of the bracket, it was Middleton with a victory over Viroqua. They're going to move on to face Beaver Dam. Both teams with big shutout victories last night. Boys hockey this past evening, it was Middleton with a thrilling 3-2 triple overtime victory over Aquinas. With that, they'll advance on to face Verona. Verona 9-0 winners over Wanakee this past evening. On the other side of that bracket, it is Sauk Prairie tonight going to be heading to Verona Area Ice Arena for a matchup against Edgewood. 7 o'clock puck drop for it. And then Madison West will meet Madison Memorial tonight as well. In girls' hoops from this past evening, Baraboo falls to Stoughton, 54-31 the final from Baraboo High School. Reedsburg gets a 66-46 road victory over Mount Horeb. And Portage falls at home to McFarland, 75-25 the final in that matchup. This evening for boys basketball, it's going to be youth night for the Thunderbirds as they're going to be hosting Edgewood at 7:15. Sauk Prairie tonight, boys will be on the road against Stoughton. Reedsburg boys basketball is going to be welcoming McFarland at 7:15, and the Portage Boys Hoop Squad will travel to Mount Horeb also at 7:15. State Boys Swimming and Diving Championships take place today and tomorrow. Many of the local schools in Division 2 will be participating this evening, and then Division 1 will be tomorrow. Event number 2 will see the Baraboo Thunderbird 200-yard medley relay team. They'll be in heat number 1. Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights will compete in heat number 2 with one of the fastest times coming in. Sauk Prairie Wisconsin Heights freshman Ethan Goodman will compete in event number 5, the 50-yard freestyle. He'll be in heat number 1. Sauk Prairie will have two athletes competing in the 100-yard butterfly event number 6. That'll be Adam Cockle as well as Karsten Lamont. Baraboo senior Ryan Reuter will be in event number 7, the 100-yard freestyle. Both relay teams for the T-Birds and the Eagles will be in the 200-yard freestyle relay. Heat number 1, that's event number 9. Baraboo's Ryan Reuter also competing in event number 10, the 100-yard backstroke. And the final event, the 400-yard freestyle relay team, will feature both Baraboo and Sauk Prairie. Eagles will compete in heat number 2, Baraboo heat number 1. And then it's also going to be sectional wrestling all around the area tomorrow. You can go to WIAWI.org for all the details and follow along with the action tomorrow at trackwrestling.com. Bucks head into the All-Star break on a low as they fall last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 113-110. Some miscommunication by the team late in the game. Coach Doc Rivers said half his team was on the court. The other half was already focused on the All-Star break. Giannis finished with 35 points and 12 assists. Damian Lillard had 24 for the contest with 7 assists and 5 rebounds. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny and a little cooler today. We'll get to around 29 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, down to 11 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:42 right now. We hope that you're having a great Friday. Love being able to say that. Almost another weekend. Eddie Money now. Take me home tonight on Max FM.
I can feel your heartbeat fast.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:46 right now. And Finn, on this Friday, going into a weekend, you know, we were coming off Valentine's Day this past week. We need to celebrate a little bit this weekend, right? Yeah. Especially with some colder temperatures. So let's take a look at our calendar days and some of the things that we can do this weekend or have a little fun with. Today is Do a Grouch a Favor Day. And this is basically doing favors for all of the grouchy people that we encounter in our lives. Maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a coworker, somebody in your family, a stranger we meet at the door on the street or in a store. Today, though, is where you do them a favor and make them maybe be a little less grouchy. Some people you're not going to change. Look at Oscar from Sesame Street. Uh-huh. But we can try our darn best today, right? Let's see. It is also National Innovation Day. This is not a great chock full weekend, so I'm picking and choosing here. National Innovation Day is today. It's for coming up with something new, encouraging young people to be creative and also be innovative and really That's just cool. try to strive to do new things. I always think of STEM when I hear those words all together. Yeah. It's also National Caregivers Day, which is an important one because we all know that there's people in this world who are taking care of loved ones who do that for a living. And so it's really important to acknowledge some of the hard work that they're doing and some of the emotional struggle they go through, especially if you're taking care of a family member.
Right.
And then we have some food ones on this list. Now, this is one that apparently the rest of the world is just catching up to, but we celebrate weekly here in the great state of Wisconsin. It's Friday, Fish Friday. Who doesn't love a good fish fry? I mean, let's be honest about it. We've had the market cornered on that one for a really long time here in Wisconsin, yeah. but it's good that the rest of the world is starting to catch up. Now, coincidentally, it also happens to be National Tartar Sauce Day, which would totally make sense. If you're going to have a fish fry, you should probably have some tartar sauce, right? So somebody was thinking on that one.
Is it old fashioned day too? Because then it'll all line up.
Yeah. I mean, it's Wisconsin. Yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. Today is Fish Fry Day, Tartar Sauce Day. So I think we just make it old fashioned day and call it like a trifecta of awesomeness. It's also National Almond Day today, if you do love a good almond. And here's an interesting one. It's Tim Tam Day. Now, this celebrates Tim Tam biscuits, which are actually made in Australia. They consist of two malted chocolate biscuits, chocolate cream, and a chocolate coating. In their home country, they're known as chocolate bickies, which is an Australian word for cookie. But I would. There's a lot of chocolate involved. Yep. I'd go for a Tim Tam. That sounds absolutely amazing. Now, as we look ahead to tomorrow, not a lot to celebrate, but it's Champion Crab Races Day tomorrow. This is actually where they race crabs and somebody comes out as a winner. So I didn't know this was such a thing, but yes, we are going to race crabs. So there you go.
Okay.
it's also Random Acts of Kindness Day tomorrow. I feel like it's nice fun to do random acts of kindness, I think. It's always fun to see people shock and awe when you do something nice for them.
Sometimes you surprise yourself too, right?
Right. right? Sometimes in this world, we do so little that's thinking of other people that everybody gets a little shocked when you do those kinds of things. It's also Red Sock Day tomorrow. Basically, you're just supposed to wear some red socks on February 17th. I have no idea why.
Gotta be a reason for this, or is it?
Wear red socks tomorrow. Sure, I will say that. I have no idea. There's no explanation.
I have red socks.
I have red socks. I could pull that off. Right. It's also World Whale Day tomorrow, so cool. There's nothing better than seeing whales, especially if you get to the distinct pleasure of going somewhere where it's warm climate and you get to see them in their natural habitat doing what they do best out in the ocean. It's always really, really cool.
Yeah, our son wants to go down to Chicago and take a trip down there a couple of days because they have some belugas down there, He's a major whale fanatic.
it's aquariums that have belugas. It's really, really cool. It's a cool experience to actually go see. And then what else do we have on this list? Oh, this doesn't get much better than this for food. National Cabbage Day is tomorrow. Woo, partying it up with that one. And then as we look ahead to Sunday, remember I said it was Crab Races Day tomorrow? Well, on Sunday, it's Crab Stuffed Flounder Day, just in case you're wondering what happens to the crabs after they appear. Apparently win those races. Exactly. So there you have it. That's not very uplifting, but certainly a fact. It's National Battery Day tomorrow on Sunday as well. We would be really, really in trouble without batteries in this world, wouldn't we? We truly would. Speaking of something else we'd be in trouble with not having, it's Thumb Appreciation Day on Sunday. Of course, humans, the only creatures with opposable thumbs that help us get a whole lot of other stuff done.
And a couple of our dogs, I'm not sure how they get into rooms, but they don't have opposable thumbs, but somehow they make their way in anyway. I'm surprised they haven't opened up the refrigerator yet.
I've watched Aspie. She's getting close to that because she knows that's where her coconut balls are. So she's getting close. I think pretty soon she's going to figure out how to open it and then just get her own coconut ball. I don't need you, Mommy. You don't move fast enough for me.
I got this.
Yeah. Exactly. It is also Cow Milked While Flying in an Airplane Day on Sunday. Now, there is a story behind this. That is the day where we celebrate the first cow who flew in an airplane, as well as the first day that a cow was milked while flying in an airplane. And it took place on February 18th, 1930, when a Guernsey cow named Nellie J, who was also known as Elm Farm Ollie, those are two not even close names, so that's interesting, flew from Bismarck, Missouri on a Ford trimotor plane to the International Aviation Exhibition in St. Louis. Now, Nellie J was chosen because she was a high milk producing cow and because she also had a very calm demeanor. The trip was taken to show the ability of the aircraft and to take scientific data about the cow's behavior. So Claude M. Sterling piloted the aircraft while Ellsworth W. Bunce of Wisconsin, if you're going to get somebody to milk a cow in midair, you get somebody from Wisconsin, accompanied the cow, and he was the first man to ever milk a cow in flight. I'm not sure we've done this again. I don't know if Elmer's relatives are still around to the great state of Wisconsin, but it'd be interesting to know if they still milk cows.
All the more reason to celebrate this day, right?
I know, right? It's an interesting backstory, that's for sure. I know it took a little bit of time, but I felt like you needed the facts on that one. And then there's a couple of food/drink ones that, I can totally get behind. All right, so first of all, on Sunday, it's Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Do we really need a specific day for that? I think not.
Or if you put
it right, if you put enough strawberry topping on it, you've already got your fruit along with your dairy, right? And then you could put some nuts on it to really get a little extra protein in there. If you put a banana on it, you've got some fruit as well, and really you're starting to hit a lot of your food groups. It's perfectly acceptable to have banana
breakfast
for Christmas.
Champions.
Exactly. It's also, if that it's not, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, but it's also National Drink Wine Day on Sunday as well. Like we need more of an excuse, but there you go.
Or like I call it every day. But
Okay. And of course, a lot of the wineries around here are going to be having some great live music this weekend. And on National Drink Wine Day, I feel like your plans are pretty much handling themselves at this point.
Kind of a no-brainer.
Exactly. No matter what you're doing this weekend, make sure you have a fantastic time. And of course, let us take a look at the forecast. Because Sunday, I'm telling you, if you want to go to one of those wineries and drink drink wine, it's going to be a beautiful day to do so. In the meantime, it's going to be a little chilly. Today, a high only around 29, clear tonight down to 11, and then sun tomorrow, still a little chilly with a high only around 30. By Sunday, though, we're going to warm things up with lots of sunshine, a high right around 40. Right now, it is 22.
Celebrate Valentine's Day all week long at Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. This whole week to celebrate, they'll have special wine flights and chocolate pairings. Saturday evening delivers the music of Avian Aura at 7 p.m., a truly special night. Be sure to follow their Facebook page for details and more upcoming events. Kanamichi Craft Bar is located at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.